All right, so we were kind of reminiscing the other day about some of the things that we've done, some of the, I don't know, you got me started about thinking of some of the stupid things that I've done in my life.
Actually, as I remember, you were reminiscing, and Tom and I haven't led the reckless youth that you led.
I have done some really stupid things.
Is this leading to the egg story?
Egg story.
Did you see this?
No.
Group of teenagers in, it might be, is it Florida or somewhere else?
I wouldn't be.
Of course it's Florida.
Is it Florida?
Of course.
Guy came out of his house because there were a group of teenagers egging his car.
Yeah.
He shot at them and killed one of them.
Well, that's reprehensible.
He's been arrested.
Yeah, that was stupid.
He'll be charged, but.
And see, this is, it's idiots like that guy that give responsible gun ownership a problem. You can't shoot somebody just because they're egging your car. There's no, you have the right to protect yourself and your family from lethal harm or from danger. You don't have the right to shoot somebody because they're throwing stuff at your car.
My car is my baby.
Dude, you got one ugly baby.
Yeah,
really.
So, you can't do it. No, I have done some really stupid things, but it also got me starting to think about some of the socially awkward situations you can get yourself into. You know what I'm saying? One time, I was as a waiter of a private club in Lakeland. And I've told you the story about this guy, Bernie Little, before, right? He was the Budweiser distributor down there. I told you a story of him. He's the one that tried to land his helicopter in his backyard, spilled his M&Ms, and trimmed the trees with the rotors.
And lived to tell about it?
Yeah, lived to tell about it. This guy was just a real class act. I remember one time we were serving, and Bernie Little and his wife were there, and it was a, you know how these... dinners are these formative. You've got like three choices. You got lasagna, the fish, the chicken.
Yeah.
You know, I say there's some kind of rubber chicken, a horrible beef dish, and then some other mystery pudding
that
of some
made,
sort.
That get made up in groups of 50
sure.
4 hours earlier. Yeah,
yeah, precisely. Okay. And this private club that I was working at was no different. This is the way they did things. And Bernie Little, I was taking his order, and I said, what would you like? And he goes, well, you know, instead of looking at the menu, which is right there in front of him, hand-printed, that kind of thing, what do you got? So, I went through the list. Well, I don't want any of that. And I felt like saying, well, then go somewhere else, you jackass. You know, I felt like saying, but no, I said, well, I could ask the chef if he can make something specially just for you, you pompous. And, of course, he wanted some fish or something like that. I said, okay, not a problem. You know, and I ran back to the chef.
Asked the chef to go out and bait a hook and catch something for the river.
You know, I went to him, and I said, hey, you're not going to believe this. And he looked at me. He goes, yeah, what does he want now? And I said, you know, this. He goes, yeah, tell him we can do that. Not a problem. But it's going to take a few minutes. He said, we don't have it. He said, I'm busy. Tell him it's going to be a couple minutes. I said, yeah, okay. So I went out and I told him, yeah, not a problem. He's not listening. Alcoholic. So we serve everybody else. We serve everybody else, and his wife ordered something off the menu. She was very nice. I put the plate down in front of her, and he looks at her and he looks at me and goes, why has she got her food and I don't have mine? I said, well, because yours is coming. Yours was a special order.
Yes.
Again, holding back.
Poisoning yours in the kitchen.
It's like, keep it up, and there's going to be special sauce on it, buddy. I'm just telling you right now. All right. And as I was walking, I turned back and looked. Just to check the table, make sure everything was okay. He reaches over, grabs his wife's plate, pulls it to him, and starts eating.
Nice! What a guy!
What I mean, and I felt so bad for his wife. It's like, what do you do in that circumstance? And I came back, and I went around to the other side, and I said, may I bring you something else? Is there anything? No, I'm fine. Oh, I was ticked.
Can I bring you a different husband?
Yeah, is there?
No.
And you could just see, you know, you could see her thinking, I think I'll just go and buy a new Bentley tomorrow. You know, it's like, oh, I'll get my retribution. So I found some other things of socially awkward situations that other people have been in, all right? A waiter at an Italian chain restaurant said that a guy proposed to his girlfriend in front of everybody and got rejected.
Ooh!
Then the couple didn't leave. He just kept talking to her while she had her face buried in her hands. I mean, as somebody that's around that just makes you uncomfortable.
Sure.
one person says they were a camp counselor. They had a blind camper who couldn't find her backpack. Someone kept asking her, what color is it? Describe it to us.
Uh-huh.
She's blind. She doesn't know. Let's see here. That one's, I don't want to talk about that one.
No,
either.
Here we go again.
No. I tried to hold the elevator door open for a coworker by sticking my arm between the doors.
Mm-hmm.
And in the process, my hand went straight into a female coworker's blouse.
Oh, my.
I yelled, but pulled my hand back, and the doors shut without her getting in. Duh.
Now.
Oh, you mean he reached out to hold the door open hold the door for open. The coworker
yeah.
on the other side.
And got a handful of. Now. Here's another situation. This was really weird. No, I told you I did that play before I came up here. What was it?
The Odd Couple.
I kept thinking Goodfellas for some reason,
you
but
were
Odd
in
Couple.
It. We haven't seen it. You've got to remember what play you were in.
Yeah, The Odd Couple. And there's a segment where right at the very end of the play, the final scene, it goes dark, and you're supposed to go backstage and wait for your curtain call, you know, waiting for them to call
that's
you out.
If anybody does applaud. Yeah,
yeah, that's right. Yeah. And basically what I heard was, you know, crickets.
The five people in the audience were very appreciative.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, crickets and one guy going, is it over yet? Can we leave? Good God. So as I'm trying to make my way backstage, one of the other women that were in the performance that played the sisters upstairs or whatever, she was rather healthy.
Voluptuous.
Yes. And the outfit, I came back and I'm putting my hands out to try and make sure I don't bump into anything.
You were.
And I swear I couldn't see a thing, uh-huh. Not a thing. And I right into her and I'm like, oh God, I am so sorry. And she just laughed. She goes, no, that's okay. No, it just, you know, everything's okay. She was very, very nice about it, but I was just mortified.
Here's my number.
No, I was just literally.
We'll need to rehearse our bows some more.
That was just a horrible, horrible circumstance. All right, WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. You've got embarrassing stories about things that are going on in your life and you'd love for the entire world to know about it? Sure, we'll talk about it. Send it to me, seth.meal@wsau.com.
Here's how you know when a story has no point, because they all end with the exact same sentence. And that sentence is, so I was just like, I'll put it into context for you. So I went down there, I'm like, can I get my petty cash? She's like, you gotta have Dave sign that. I'm like, Dave's at a sales conference till Thursday. She's like, sorry. And I'm just like, that's how you know that chunk of your life is gone forever. You will never get those minutes back. I won't stand for it. Here's what I do. You can steal this if you like. If somebody's ever telling you a story and you want them to stop, just make your makeout face. I swear to God this works. As he's talking, just get right up close to him. Stare at his mouth, tilt your head slightly, and lean in. And if you really want to get bold, close your eyes and part your lips. That dude will never talk to again. That is my promise.
Thank you for such a great show.
The news you need, the issues you're passionate about.
Okay, here's the point I'm trying to make.
AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.